Electricity cost up 32% under Biden-Harris leadership. By Hannah Knudsen on August 23, 2024. Americans are struggling with the reality of the price of electricity jumping 32% under the leadership of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. A great irony, as Democrats this week celebrated their theme of joy at their convention while Americans are miserable paying their bills. Due to the inflationary policies of Biden and Harris, Americans are paying more for electricity. From January 2021, when Biden and Harris first took office, to July 2024, over 3.5 years into their administration, electricity cost has jumped 32%, according to the not seasonally adjusted Consumer Price Index, CPI. Chart, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics release, Consumer Price Index. This economic reality comes as the Biden-Harris administration continues to embrace green energy policies, which, if fully implemented, would worsen prices and cause millions of Americans to lose their jobs. Notably, when Harris ran for president in 2020, she expressed support of policies such as banning fracking, but she seems to be pivoting in fear of losing key states such as Pennsylvania. Harris has failed to clarify her position, and her campaign is covering for her as well. Look, if voters are asking those things of the vice president, I think she will answer those questions. But I think that the things that the vice president and Governor Waltz, D., are hearing from voters across the country, they are addressing those concerns, and I think that we saw that in North Carolina with her economic speech. And I think we're going to continue to see that and hear that as her policy positions develop and voters are asking those questions. Harris Waltz campaign principal deputy campaign manager Quentin Fuchs said when asked if Harris will ever clarify her positions on matters including fracking and defunding the police. It should be noted that Harris was actually one of the first to sign on to the Green New Deal agenda, which was actually nothing more than a far-left socialist wish list, where the lawmakers hoped to also counteract systemic injustices and implement a complete transformation of the American economy. Related, Trump, Melania doesn't like me talking like this, but the Green New Deal is bullshit. As Breitbart News reported at the time, it calls for moving the U.S. to 100% renewable energy within 10 years, while at the same time creating a government-guaranteed job for every American. The bill proposes phasing out air travel, upgrading all existing buildings in the United States, and other radical proposals, without any plan to pay for the transformation of the entire American economy. The proposal would require the federal government to ignore deficits and, critics note, to print new money. And according to Talking Points Ocasio-Cortez is distributing, the Green New Deal will also provide economic security for all who are unable or unwilling to work, emphasis added. Harris said she was proud to co-sponsor such a proposal. Harris also recently lobbied to eliminate gas-powered cars by 2035, forcing Americans to transitioning fully to electric vehicles, EVs, as well, further testament to Harris's commitment not to lowering costs for Americans, but pursuing a green agenda, no matter the cost for Americans living under the inflationary nightmare they created.